Shalom Evracha, we are continuing with David HaMelech's great guidance in the Pesukim of the Gimels, recognition that life is all about feeling that everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that helps us put everything in the right perspective. Before David HaMelech stressed the fact that I constantly remind myself that I'm just temporarily in this world. When a person realizes that, he doesn't pull all his efforts and values into Olam Hazeh. He puts them into Olam Haba. And then he could have a wonderful life and take advantage of every second of his life. There's a ma'aseh with Rabbah Ber, great Rosh Hashiva, was in America about 100 years ago, a little bit less. And he came back and he said to his Talmidim in America, this great statement. It's called, time is money. And they were surprised. The holy Rosh Hashiva, and no sheiches in Yoni Olam Hazeh. He was so pure. What happened? He came to, he was in America for a year, and comes back and saying, time is money. So he told them, I'll explain to you what I mean. America, they have clarity. By them, the most valuable thing in life is money. And they came to recognition that time is as valuable as the most valuable thing in life. So they unfortunately do not realize what life is all about, but they do realize what time is, and that's what we have to take for ourselves. Time is Avodas Hashem, time is Torah, time is mitzvahs, time is chesed. Every second of our life is precious, and it's the most precious thing. The truth is not time is money, time is more than money. Time is more than anything else. Maybe money it is, but it's the most valuable thing we have. And if we put ourselves in that clarity, have the picture of the timeline of ourselves. If you look at the timeline of a Jewish person, it'll be one dot in this world and then a line infinitely long in the Olam Emes. So with this tiny amount of life, 100 years, 120 years, halavai, but whatever it is, it's a speck. And that we have to always remind ourselves and focus on this fact that this is an opportunity to take advantage of. And that's the next thing he says. Gorsa navshi letaiva. The different perushim in these words. Gorsa means I will crush my nefesh from desire. The mefarshim have two pshatim. It either means I have such a strong desire that causes me to crush my nefesh. The nefesh here is my physical desires. In other words, my desire for El Mishpatecha B'chol Eis. My desire to have a deep kesher to understanding and learning your Torah and living my life by your Torah is so strong that it causes me to crush my nefesh. Now, crush my nefesh doesn't mean to break oneself. A person is supposed to be in a happy, content mood his whole life. But it's like the Malbim uses it as a moshel. If you have a nut and you crack the peel of the nut, the shell of the nut, you're not damaging the nut. You're getting to the fruit. That's what our life is also. We're reminding ourselves constantly that if we make our physical taivas, the essence of life, and our kovod and our kinah, all those things, then we're going to put all the energy into that, and if it goes well, we'll work on it more. And if it doesn't go well, we'll be frustrated in our lives, and we will not put our focus on what's really important, the fruit underneath the peel, underneath the shell. So it's either a statement that I broke my nefesh out of my desire for the true life, the life of the Keshu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or the Malbim says it's a bakosha, that requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me Sa'ata Shemaya to be able to overcome the constraints of my physical self, which does not mean to neglect myself. Other Rabbi, we have to take care of our needs, but give it what it needs. Just like the famous moshul of the Kuzari, every person of Christ was like a king. He knows his the needs of his country, and he gives them what they need. The body needs to eat, he gives it enough to eat. He needs to sleep, needs enough to sleep. But he doesn't make eating and sleeping as a central part of his body. A person needs kavan, he should be mechubed. Doesn't mean he should spend his whole time running after trying to get people to praise him and do all kinds of things for him. So that's this message for today. We have a physical side of ourselves, but we should look at it as something that it's there, but it's covering the real essence of life, the real beauty of life, the real opportunity of life. And with that, in Yitz Hashem, we're going to use it properly, which just as a peel that's covering up, protecting ourselves from the physical world, giving ourselves our needs, and running towards the Mishpatecha B'chol Eis, every opportunity to do every act and every thought and every word we do according to the will of Hashem. That will bring us Siyata Shemaya in all the physical things, and Kal B'chomer and Be'ikil, it will help us develop ourselves for our real Tachlis and our spiritual world.